If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're gonna go to Cane's and you're gonna order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break. Presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
The Co.
Now hiring at Ready Mixed Concrete. Apply today at NEBCOinc.com. So, during the game show, we talked that SMU has Gerald J. Ford Stadium. This is the most confusing thing I've ever seen.
Oh, I know what's going on. Here's Gerald R. Ford is the
right
president.
Yeah. So, you guys, you know, he did. Gerald R. Ford is from Omaha and did play it at Michigan. Went to Michigan.
Okay, so we weren't off track.
Isn't no. His house in Omaha is right by Dinkers, isn't it?
I think that's correct.
I think you're right. I think it's by Dinkers.
So,
what part of Omaha is that?
Southo.
Okay.
And so, I'm looking up who's Gerald J. Ford. Gerald J. Ford is 81 years old, still alive. He's worth $2.7 billion.
Okay.
He's an American attorney and businessman, American banker. So he had a Gerald R. Ford, the president, and a Gerald J. Ford, who's still living. And he is the one that SMU Stadium is named after.
Okay.
Very confusing.
Thanks for
he
clearing
had to be
up
a big part of them getting into the ACC, them being SMU.
I bet he is.
Yeah, big part of that. They paid their own way in. How about that one?
Yeah.
That is incredible. And they paid their own way in, and they went to the playoffs. They paid their own way in. I want you to stop and think about that for just a quick second.
I am.
And also, it's like, well, they didn't play anybody. They're pretty good. Just so you know, that was a good team.
Pretty good.
That was a good team. Because someone goes, well, they went to Penn State and, you know, kind of got beat. Well, try going to Penn State. Right. Just try going there. Try going there on a night game in December. See how it goes for you.
Was that a night game, though?
I don't know if it was night or not.
I don't think it was. I think it was a day game. But whatever. Same principle. Yeah. And their quarterback blew up. The SMU's quarterback south that game completely. Anyway.
Apparently also.
SMU bought its way into the ACC.
Gerald R. Ford, the president.
Yes.
That was not his original birth name.
Really?
He was born Leslie Lynch King Jr.
And no, wait a second. Gerald. What are you talking about?
He changed his entire name.
This is from Wikipedia.
Okay. Read this to us.
Never lies to us, right? Ford was born Leslie Lynch King Jr. on July 14, 1913 at 3202 Woolworth Avenue in Omaha, where his parents lived with his paternal grandparents. He was the only child of Dorothy Gardner and Leslie Lynch. I'm not sure when it says he changed his name. It doesn't say here why he changed his name.
What was the address?
3202 Woolworth, W-O-O-L, Worth Avenue in Omaha.
Could a breaker please Google that and see how far that is from Dinkers? Like to know.
South O.
So, all right, there you go. It was a little update on Gerald R. Ford and Gerald J. Ford.
Thank you, Jake.
That threw me.
Yes, thank you. It threw me off as well.
It had Jake grinning. He was grinning during the break. Like, this is, when we get to this.
Well, someone texted us and I said, hang on. This is a legitimate thing. These are different people. And they were.
Well, I was pretty different shocked Gerald that the SMU stadium was named after President Ford. I'm like, this does not add up.
Turns out it wasn't.
We had to get that cleared up.
Okay, so we were right on that one. It wasn't.
We had to clear that up.
It was a billionaire instead.
We had to clear that up. 464-5685, call or text as always. Sip, there will be no June announcements regarding Nebraska's stadium project. Is that
no,
correct?
We thought. Yeah, we're
what's going on?
We're
what's the scoop here?
What about the end zone project? South end zone.
Oh, yeah. We're laboring under the illusion that there would be some sort of announcement in conjunction with, I think it was the June 19th Regents meeting. That's not happening. There's no real reason, nothing major. It's just probably not quite ready for an announcement. So there just won't be. I don't know if that causes people anxiety or not. I don't think it should. The project's going to go through at some point. There'll be announcements about a major project.
Drawings rendered?
Yeah. Somewhere.
At that time?
Somewhere. The number I hear from Sean Callahan, $550 million to $700 million in that range. I don't think they'll get to a billion. I don't know that for...
is it a billion? I don't think so.
I don't think that it will get that high. But I would say just be patient. The wheels are churning behind the scenes.
And what is all being done during that time?
I don't know. No, I don't know how
it's going to look. Concourse was discussed, right? Kind of loop the whole stadium together.
That was a discussion, yeah.
A looping of the stadium.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to go out for a walk, you could walk around the entire stadium.
I wonder if that will be the case. I don't know. South Stadium's got to come down. I don't know all the particulars because they're not out yet. I mean, there was an announcement with the previous AD, Trev Alberts, and I kind of had a feel for that, and then it got blown up, and now I don't know exactly how they're what the plan is.
I don't think I would guess the general fan has zero anxiousness about that. I think
if you have seats in the stadium, you might.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, yeah, sure. If you're getting displaced, and all of a sudden you're going to be down 20,000 because people don't realize the end zones hold a ton of people.
Uh-huh.
They're giant. And so they moved that down. What is that, 25,000, 30,000
probably,
people?
Yeah. So yeah, there's a lot of anxiety if you have tickets, certain people that have had them for years and years. Now, I don't know how that's all going to work, but I will tell you this, mega challenge for an AD.
That's a challenge with all the things that are going on right now. It's mega challenge.
ADs, I've always, that job, I don't think people think about it. They have to anger a lot of people. Yeah. Not just in stadium projects. The reason they have to anger people is because they often have to say no to people. You can't just have, for instance, I have a group of people that want to tour the football offices and see the coaching staff, you know, and I want to see what it looks like. Well, I want to do it during the day. Sometimes you just have to say no, you can't. We just can't have people rolling up through the offices. So no, you can't do it. You got to say no to people sometimes. And then with the stadium project, yeah, he's going to have to – there's going to be some letters that are difficult to season ticket holders. So, no, it won't be easy. To me and you, we're not affected by it. I'm interested in it. God, I'm interested in it. What's it going to look like? How much is it going to cost? Maybe what you said was really interesting to me. They are pretty far away. The people are pretty far away on the east and west sides. Maybe they move that in. That's what I would counsel Troy Dannon.
Do it. Counsel him.
Move it.
Email him. You have his email.
Move it in.
Send
move
him
the
email.
Sides in. Make it so they're closer. That would be cool. I hope they can do that. Are you interested, Jake?
Well, the only way they can do
I'm
that
curious
is to
how,
drop the field. You know that, right?
I'm curious about construction.
Would they have to drop the field?
It's the only way you can do it.
This only way?
Yes. To get fans closer.
Yeah, I guess you, yeah.
I'm curious.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When this ever starts and gets going, how much, you know, how many seasons it will take to get it done, and how it looks in the stadium when construction is happening. Obviously, it's not going to happen during the game, but you're going to see places that are blocked off
during
or
the season
are being worked on. It's going to be a very odd look.
Bill, did you? I think we saw it happen at Texas A&M. Remember when
Texas had it for sure in their south ends when we played there at LSU.
Texas.
They had that was going on. Their remodel was going on.
And I think there's Nebraska.
A&M had one going in their end zone also.
What that picture looked like? Was it weird?
Kind of.
Yeah. A little weird.
The stadium's under construction. We're playing in it right now.
Yeah, it was a little odd. It's a little weird.
Yeah. But yeah, that'll happen. That'll happen here. It'll be a major ordeal. Doesn't have to be a bad ordeal, but it'll be, I guess the nature of the word ordeal is negative. It'll be a major deal. Let's just say that. But no announcements. Don't expect anything this month. Now, the thing I wonder, and this is just purely speculation, is that maybe you want to wait to announce a project with this much expense. Let's see if you're the AD. If you're the AD, maybe you're thinking, let's get to a 3-0 start and then announce it. You know, get some wins going.
Momentum.
Yeah. Because you're going to ask people for money. You're going to be asking people for money.
I think it's just interesting that there's been an announcement that there's no announcement.
There hasn't been like a.
That's funny to me.
There hasn't been. It's just been sort of an undercurrent. Like, hey, by the way, there's not going to be a June announcement. So there hasn't been a formal announcement. But there was some thought, and there was a lot of media, including myself, saying, hey, get ready for June 19th because there's going to be.
An announcement.
Yeah. Now, then I heard from an official, you know, cool it on that because we're not going to do anything on June 19th. So cool it.
Is that Keith Mann?
I'm not saying. Can you
name names?
But I wonder if that's what it is, that you have to ask people for a ton of money.
Okay, right when you said that too, and you asked people, there, like I said, it's very few people that are going to, that's just, the general fan right now is like going, yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm not giving money. Just I'm going to give $1,000 to the new whatever project. It's like, no, we've already been asked to go to NIL. And the NIL's not going away. If you think 1890 is going away, they're not.
But that's maybe what I'm getting at a little bit. There's a lot being asked of the fan right now. And maybe
which keeps springing back into at some point in time, it's almost inevitable that private equity will show up in college football.
It's showing up now, isn't it?
It's showing up now. Eventually, they're going to be like, okay, there's going to be a percentage of this money. They're going to have to come up with something. Like, how do we come up with this? There's only one way to make money as a university, and that's through the TV dollar, which means you have more product, more games, better games. Mm-hmm. So you can go and you can market yourself to Fox, and that's where the money's at. The money's in the TV contracts. That's how things lay out for you.
But it's finite in a lot of places. Yeah. That there's not there's not an endless stream of
money. I don't know when it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen, and it's already being discussed and talked about. It's going to happen in a landslide. Maybe it could be in 6 months, 2 years, something like that, where all of a sudden, just like how the Fiesta Bowl became the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl.
Okay.
That's going to happen. It's going to happen in college sports, too, because it's just because someone's going to go, that's a good money. We can make money from this, and also we have money to help you with all those things you're talking about.
And you're saying it'll become widespread.
Just think about
equity.
It. We just took 20 something million out of the budget. That has to be somewhere. It's like, where'd it come from? Well, we're already getting this money. Well, so is everyone else. So that's a lot to replace.
Oh.
That's a lot of money to replace. And like I said, there's so many different things going on. So all of a sudden a new project to build this giant thing. I said the whole time, one of the miracles of Nebraska football is that the new complex got pushed through before all hell broke loose. It did. That was being finalized and worked on before everything. If they were trying to push that through right now, I'm going to say it's kind of one of those easy. Instead, they got it done way ahead of everything else. So when they, right now, you don't hear teams, you just look around the country. That's not where the money's going.
Nope.
It's not going into facilities.
Nope.
It's got to have good facilities, just adequate facilities.
I'm not saying it's the ultimate advantage for Nebraska, that's the thing that'll put them over the top, but I'm telling you it's helping.
it helps a lot because you have to remember when you start talking about having 85 on your team or you have 105 and you have this many scholarship, you can even more, whatever it is, when you have that, those money people you're talking about, that's the top 20%.
Yeah.
The other guys aren't. Right. They're getting something, but it's not that. So what draws them? Chance to play at a great place, facilities, all those things. That still draws, I use the term bottom half of your roster, even though they might be some of your better players coming from that spot, but that's where it's coming from. I mean, we all know on every team this last year, there was incredible bust. Money that was spent.
100%.
Just incredible bust. Like
across
what,
the country.
Across the country. What in the world did we do with that money? And it's gone. And then nice part is now, but is that they could say, okay, now we're taking a haircut. We're not coming. You're not coming back at that level. You want to get back to it, earn yourself back into that spot. But you, so the facilities and all those things still matter because the bottom 40% aren't even in conversation. That they're, when they're coming in like that. Not, if you think everyone is in the same conversation, they're not. You know, it's the same way when you go to talk to a whatever. I'm gonna sign with them. I was a 7th round draft pick and I was a 1st round draft pick for the Atlanta Falcons. Kind of like, yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm going to hold out. I want to get 2nd round money. You don't get that. Nope. You get 7th round money. That's how it works. So not everyone gets in those spots. So that part of your roster is affected by facilities, equipment, where you eat at, all those things, how academics are run. It's really run. The whole thing gets back to Dennis LeBlanc, really. It all gets back to Dennis.
Spilled the drink on it at the wedding.
But he also ran this place and got things rolling.
He got things rolling in a short period. He got Fred Abraze, Fred Hoiberg, pushed that through.
Great job by him.
Yeah.
Even though you spilled a drink on him.
Yeah, I did.
How dare you?
Yeah,
he still has the shirt.
It was a nice shirt.
Yes, you washed it.
He still has
the shirt.
It
was a Jack and Coke. And I wasn't even, I wasn't drunk. I mean, I just,
you were just having a good time.
Just fumbled.
I fumbled.
On top of the AD.
It happens to the best of us.
He's very kind.
He's very kind. Yes, very kind.
He shook it off right in front of his wife. It's embarrassing. What do we got going now?
Well, before we get to break, if you are trying to get your Apple products fixed,
Triptastic!
There's one spot. We'll see Trip, I believe, on Thursday here in studio. I think he's coming in studio this week.
No
way. 2 days from now, he'll be
here. This has always intimidated me and Steve. We get very intimidated.
He's coming for our jobs.
He's better than us
in
everything.
If you have issues with your phone, computer, watches, or more with Apple products, there's one place to go in all of Nebraska. Computer Hardware here in Lincoln or also in Kearney, Hastings, and Grand Island, just south of 70th and O. Free parking. A lot of free parking. We love that. And you can also buy new products there too, or be like Bill and intentionally knock your stuff off the counter just to go see Bill, see Trip.
Break stuff. He loves fixing computers. Mine's been there over 20 times. Over 20 times. Loves it.
Loves. He's very nice.
Will Trip be down at the Pro-Am tonight, Jake?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I don't think so. I'll text Trip at the bowling Pro-Am.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember, Jake's performing. Is this live streamed?
Someone might. I'm not
live streaming.
If somebody would like to, they can.
It has to be live streamed.
It's not on video anywhere.
Yeah.
Jake is really active.
Yes.
This
week's crazy.
Played 27 holes of golf and ran a golf tournament, and also he's the commissioner of his golf league. At night. So he did that yesterday. Then he comes back, runs the show, has appointments all day.
I do.
And he's going to go to a pro-am and he's going to bowl with a pro bowler.
Right, right.
Kind of broke off from the stool a little
That's,
bit.
Yeah. That is not
you
true.
Kinda,
Bombeck texted me a few weeks ago, months ago, to get this lined up.
Well, also,
I think he assumed you guys would be busy.
I heard of this one. January 22nd, there's a deal at Ruhlman's with just Jake.
No.
Yeah.
It's not true.
Just Jake.
Hey, that'd be news to me if that's the case.
Phil's having just Jake come out, kind of like,
"What's going on, Jake?"
Not true. Like, that was
something
not
you
true.
Need to tell us?
He's the Paul Phillips of the one man band.
I don't think so.
God, I wonder if Paul Phillips would come
something
out.
Something you need to air out.
Yes.
No, nothing at all.
Air out.
We can handle.
I
it.
Look forward to letting you know how it goes tonight at the bowling pro am.
Nice.
What do I wear? I even know what to wear tonight.
I think
tonight.
What you have on is fine.
Do I wear ticket gear or not?
I think
you want to go pants, athletic pants.
Not, I think you need to wear pants.
Not shorts.
Don't go shorts. No, don't go shorts.
Wear pants.
Like khakis.
No. Like, what's wrong with what you got on?
I'd go gray.
Slacks.
I'd go gray.
I think
pants.
What you got on.
I got gray. I can wear this. Okay. So no shorts then.
You seem like you're.
Are you going to get your own shoes?
No, I'm going to definitely rent shoes. I'm not bringing my own ball. I'm getting everything from the alley.
Is there anyone here that ever bowled at all? That didn't at some point in time leave the bowling alley with your shoes on.
No, I never did.
Oh, yeah. Also looked down. Are you kidding me? Walking back to school. We used to walk down to the bowling alleys, two blocks, for bowling.
For your bowling?
Yeah, that's when I got on the heater. Yeah, but the number of times I got in the car, hey, take me back. And my shoes still on.
We might address more of this after the break, break.
Hey, parallel lives. Yeah. Our class went to a bowling alley, too. But we didn't walk. It's because of bigger
classes
city.
Do.
Yeah, big, oh, yeah. Stop. Right.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done. If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.